You're listening to SBS News.
We want to have the best digital experience, and part of that we want to develop and innovate inside the Commonwealth Bank, but we also want the opportunity to partner with emerging technology companies. We've announced four ventures so far this calendar year. I think the one that we announced today, which is helping small businesses get started. We've also put a direct incentive working alongside any of those small businesses who go through that. We want to make sure we're doing what we can to support small businesses.
To what extent are customers using digital banking products at the Commonwealth Bank, and what kind of numbers are you seeing?
We've got about 7.5 million active digital customers. During the peak of COVID, we saw more than 10 million daily logins, a combination across the CommBank app and NetBank. And we've also seen a big uptick, more than 2 million unique visitors to our coronavirus information page. We've had almost 1 million customers use a budgeting and expense prediction tool. We put out a coronavirus money plan.
Can you give me an update on CommSec volumes, given the retail interest in the share market? And are you still seeing a strong interest in new signups?
They've had, I think, 49 of the 50 busiest trading days ever. We've signed up more than 2.5 times the number of new accounts. We've had trading volumes during the peak in March and April that were 5 times what we saw during the GFC. So, I mean, the trading volumes and volatility, not quite where it was in March and April, but still very significant.
How are you communicating those messages and supportive measures, especially to those communities where English isn't their first language?
So we've been very cognizant of working with customers from different backgrounds where English isn't their first language. We're the beneficiary of having a very diverse workforce, so we, I think, can cater for just about any language requirement. We've made sure that we're able to support via our onshore contact centres, reach and clear communication to all of our customers so that they know what's happening.
We are seeing a pickup in COVID-19 numbers. Does that concern you? Have you always been expecting that? And have you factored in a so-called second wave into your forecasts?
The outbreak in Victoria, we'd more or less baked in that there'd certainly be some resurgence. Clearly, it's a setback. Like the rest of the country, we're watching that very closely and hoping that it comes under control very quickly.
Now, you've sold off a lot of your fee-generating businesses. Given the economic environment right now and your greater exposure to the housing market and, I guess, higher unemployment rate, was that the wrong path to go down?
No, we're very confident with the decisions that we've made around the portfolio, exiting some of the businesses that we didn't believe we were the natural long-term owner. You know, our banking businesses are very significant. We take a long-term view.
But doesn't it place more pressure on the sustainability of dividends?
No, I don't think so. I mean, our banking businesses are very significant. So even if you total up the proportion of earnings of the businesses that we've exited, it's less than 5%. So really, the banking businesses that we've remained in that are central to both our history and to our future and which we're investing in, and the technology update we gave today, were central to that. I mean, the banking industry, of course, responds and is both a beneficiary as well as will suffer when there's a broader economic downturn.
So will you be paying a dividend?
Well, Ricardo, our dividend decision will be announced at our full-year results on the 12th of August, and I can't say any more about it until then.
What do you see as the bank's role in supporting the economy during this pandemic?
We've clearly worked at scale with both the government and our regulators to put in place substantial support for both individuals and businesses to help them get through, an unprecedented set of circumstances. Going forward, we'll need to help as many customers as we can. There will be some difficult choices and situations for individual customers. We need to work with them closely on a case-by-case basis. And we also play a really important role in continuing to provide credit to the broader economy to help customers and businesses not only get back on their feet, but when we're through on the other side of this pandemic, to also support a broader economic growth.